This is Ozarks at Large. The road to capitalizing on research and development can be a long one. It can take years before a technology startup actually turns research into a physical product. In the second part of our series on the Arkansas Research and Technology Park, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at a pair of companies turning research into revenue.
Arkansas Power Electronics International started where many tech startups in Northwest Arkansas do, in the Genesis Technology Incubator at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park. At that point in 2002, the company was operating in a 100-square-foot office and had 3 employees. But as the electronics packaging outfit found success in development of its products and found markets to target with those products, the company needed more space. So when the Enterprise Center at the park opened, APEI occupied 30,000 square feet of manufacturing space on the building's ground floor.
The growth of our company has kind of been very synergistic with the growth of the park, in that when the building's going up, we're already in there before it's even foundation is poured. And so it's been very nice. Things just seem to open up for us as we have a little growth spurts and things like that. I know it's been challenging sometimes to kind of keep up with our growth, but Phil Stafford has done a great job.
That's Charmella Mounts, the Director of Business Operations for APEI. We'll hear more from her and Craig Olanichek, the company's co-founder and vice president of engineering, in a few minutes. But first, as I walk into the Enterprise Center, I see a resource that apparently is as important to entrepreneurs and engineers as it is to journalists. Coffee. A Jam and Java coffee shop is located right in the lobby, allowing people working in the park to grab a quick bite of lunch or a cup of joe without having to leave the campus. Beyond the coffee shop, though, the Enterprise Center is home to 5 affiliates, including the Sustainability Consortium, APEI, and SFC Fluidics. Here's Phil Stafford, the executive director of the UA Technology Development Foundation, the governing body which oversees everything at the park.
Enterprise Center is the commercialization hub for the Arkansas Research and Technology Park. So once the designs of a technology have been fully optimized and they're ready for production, this would be the place where you would come to do the production.
As I mentioned earlier, SFC Fluidics is one of those companies that is capitalizing on its products. Sai Kumar is the company's vice president of research and development. He joined the company 3 years ago.
The company has transformed from being mostly research-focused company that it was to product-focused company. So most market-driven and capitalizing on the research that has been done over a number of years.
The company's research focus is in the realm of microfluidics, or the study of microscopic fluid flow. In nature, the xylem and phloem of vascular plants, like trees, are examples of microfluidic structures, as the microscopic channels transport water and nutrients throughout the plants. But the work at SFC Fluidics is more focused on lab work than work in the forest. The company has 2 products already on the market, one of which is a system of snap-together connectors designed to make assembling microfluidic systems easier and to eliminate problematic leaks and air bubbles. The other is a small footprint pump designed for microfluidics and lab-on-a-chip applications. Kumar says that to bring those products to market, it took a shift in the culture of the company.
This product development transformation was primarily based on scheduling a launch of a particular product. Okay, that was the very first thing that we did. And we said, by this time, we want to put our product out there. What does it take to do that?
He says that the 2 products already on the market are pushing the company to other product launches as well.
We are generating some interest in the community with respect to individualized utilization of these components. And we also have come up with a kit concept. Just like you will have a Legos type of thing, if somebody wants to build something very quickly. So we are putting together this developer's kit for the microfluidics.
In addition, the company has formed a partnership to take the pump that's already on the market and customize it for drug delivery applications for a larger, unnamed company. Kumar says that with marketization, the company has come a long way since when he interviewed with the company back in 2010. At that time, it was still located in the Genesis Incubator facility, and he says the company seemed cramped into the smaller space. But things are much different now.
It would be like a Cadillac. You know, what we are in the Enterprise Center, it's very expensive. At the same time, you know, we do have adequate space. I think it's probably a little more than what we need, by 20-25% more than what we need. But it gives us a presence, and also when the customers and partners and other people visit, for the visitors, it makes a very good impression.
Speaking of space, as I mentioned earlier, Arkansas Power Electronics International has several thousand square feet of manufacturing space on the first floor of the Enterprise Center. But this isn't manufacturing like you would typically think of. Because the company manufactures high-power, high-density electronics, its manufacturing lines are located inside Class 1000 clean rooms. Clean rooms are highly controlled climates where temperature and humidity are controlled and airborne particulates are filtered out to prevent contamination in the production process. The Class 1000 designation means that there are less than 1,000 ambient particles in every cubic foot of air in the room. Phil Stafford says that APEI's transition from prototyping to manufacturing helped inspire the construction of the Enterprise Center.
As it turned out, there were a few other companies like SFC, like NN Labs and Nanomec that were also ready and in need of that kind of space. So in this case, we built a 65,000 square foot building. It was strictly core and shell. And why you see these laboratories, it was a collaborative effort between our design engineers and the design engineers, if you will, at Arkansas Power Electronics International, same is true upstairs, working together to understand exactly what kind of space they need, and then we build it out to their specifications.
That mindset of working closely with the tenants, as well as the other resources of the Research and Technology Park, have helped APEI grow over the past decade, garnering federal research grants and contracts with the Department of Defense. Craig Olenicek is the company's co-founder and chairman of its board of directors.
The way I look at the Research and Technology Park, there's so many different pieces of it that minimize our risk, such that we maximize our probability of succeeding, maximize our probability of delivering to our customers because of the so-called subsidization of our laboratories, our offices, all of the resources of the university, which we don't have to purchase outright. We can purchase on an hourly basis as needed.
And considering the markets the company targets, driving down exposure to risk is crucial. Whereas most electronic devices rely on silicon chips as their main circuit components, APEI focuses on development of chips and circuits using other materials that are hardier to extreme conditions, whether they end up in the high temperatures of underground mining operations, or jet engines in the sky, or even in the gamma radiation found in space.
Silicon carbide and gallium nitride are known to be more radiation hardened than silicon solutions. So from that point of view, this enables certain systems to be designed and implemented that previously you would never even think about. If silicon can go to 125 degrees C, you wouldn't be thinking of using silicon in smart sensor networks inside a jet turbine engine at 1500 degrees C.
Olenicek says that the electronics they develop can operate reliably at 450 to 500 degrees Celsius, enabling sensors to be placed in certain parts of a jet turbine that were never before possible. And doing things that have never been done has garnered attention to APEI. Again, here's Charmella Mounts.
We have some customers, because of our reputation, they come to us because they can't get whatever problem it is to work, and they feel that we have the capability here.
And problem solving is something that Olenicek says is not only inherent in Arkansas Power Electronics International's reputation, but he also credits that attitude to the critical mass of entrepreneurs that fill the park, which he says builds a camaraderie among the various startups.
And I think it's that interaction between and among people who work in these various companies that we find interaction and overlap. And my needs might be something that a partner company can give and so forth. So I think that's also a very interesting piece of the Research and Technology Park, which is this ethos that exists in the park of people having very like mindsets in trying to move forward and advance the state of Arkansas by advancing products and technology.
And as I was repeatedly told, the park's purpose is not only advancing technology development in the state, but it's also meant to keep the talent in Arkansas that makes those technology advances possible. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.
And Timothy Dennis will conclude our three-part series on the Arkansas Research and Technology Park tomorrow on Ozarks at Large.